Good morning to everyone. This morning I wanted to do what I like to do sometimes, from time to time, and that is to eradicate a myth. The reason I waited until now was not in anticipation, God forbid, but rather because I didn't feel comfortable to deal with an issue which is very, very emotional for many, many people. But it happens to be that this year, it's emotional for me. Kadosh Baruch Hu decreed that my father died a few months ago, and therefore I'm saying Kaddish now. And not only am I saying Kaddish now, but as everybody here knows, when you're saying Kaddish during a weekday, there is a myth or a word that reverberates around the shul. Can anyone tell me what the word is? It starts with a chet.
With a
chazan. Chazan, close. Harold, chazaka. You want to give it a chazaka? God forbid. Harold, we'll see that later. You want to give it a try? No one's courageous enough. Anybody have a chiyuv? Chiyuv? Any chiyuv? No chiyuv? Okay, let's get the guy that we really want to daven. Oh, you got a chiyuv? All right. Let's hope he knows how to daven. And the guy goes up there and he starts davening and we pray to God, well, let this guy know how to say the words and let it be fast and let's make sure that we're out of here on time. And sometimes we don't tick all those boxes. The guy doesn't know how to say the words or the guy's not fast enough, but he has a chiyuv. Shashtu. Now, first of all, I want to say on a non-halachic level, it's a very emotional time for anyone going through a year of avelus to say Kaddish. And obviously, every day is another challenge, and I say this from experience. So to go ahead and make an issue, you have to think twice. I would suggest to everyone, before invoking what we're going to learn today, I would suggest to think about it well. Go home, have a cup of coffee or a cup of whiskey, whatever calms your nerves, and then and only then invoke what we're about to learn. So let's learn it, having said that, and see what the halacha says. Is there really a chiyuv, or is it just a myth somehow reverberating out there? Introduction number two. Even if there's a myth reverberating out there, my assumption has always been it's probably true until proven untrue. Even though I don't know the minhag, I never heard of the minhag, the assumption should be a person is innocent until proven guilty. The minhag is good until you prove it is an absolute, unequivocal minhag shtus. Namely, an idiotic minhag that never came into existence. But the assumption should be, it's a good minhag. I personally don't know it. I'll go to Rabbi Google. If I don't find it on Rabbi Google, I'll go to Rabbi Yahoo. If I don't find it there, maybe I'll even do what they did in the olden days. I'll open up a book. And if I don't find it in all those places and I ask, maybe then I'll make an issue. So those are the two introductions I'd like to make. Number one, this is a highly emotional issue, and I'm part of it this year. And number two, I have to say that a minhag is probably a good minhag till proven otherwise. With those two introductions, let's begin, but Bruce already has a comment. I said nothing, go right ahead.
When you normally say chiyuv, let's say with tefillin, it means there's an obligation to do it. When you say chiyuv in this case, do you mean it's like your option? Option to do it.
So Bruce is asking a good question. If it's an option, why do we call it a chiyuv? Option means, okay, go right ahead and do it. Optional. It's an optional mitzvah to wear tzitzis. You want to volunteer, go right ahead. It's not an optional mitzvah to wear tefillin. That's a chova. So what's chiyuv? Where did that come from? So let's see. This year is dedicated to the memory of my father. Tzvi Meir ben Moshe Yonatan, Hareini Katmarat, Mishkavo. Let's begin. You look in the Gemara. You look in the Talmud Bavli, Yerushalmi, the normal sources where you're looking for something, and you don't find it. So what do you do now? Assumption is, you didn't find it doesn't mean it's not there. Namely, and you don't know the whole Shas Baal Peh, there's a Rav Ovadia Yosef, Zechon Levracha, he knew the whole Shas Baal Peh, we're no Rav Ovadia Yosef, so you go to a computer program, or you go to a secondary source that quotes the primary source. There is nothing in the Gemara Bavli or Yerushalmi about Kaddish, about a mourner in the 12 months saying Kaddish. Where does the Kaddish come from? So we're going to go through the stages today. This is going to be a semi-historic shir. There is normal midrashim we quote, midrashei halacha, like the Sifri we quoted last week, or the Sifra, midrashei agada, midrash rabba, etc. Now we're quoting, I would say, a quasi-medrash called Eliyahu Zuta. The Eliyahu Zutta brings a story of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Pam achat hayiti mahalech baderech, matzati adam sheya melakeit eitzim. I was walking around, I saw a guy collecting lumber. Hello to him, and he didn't say hello back. And he said to me, you should know I'm really dead, I'm not alive. You see a live person, I'm really dead, I'm not alive. Amarti lo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to him, imeitata eitzim lamalach. But if you're dead, what do you need the lumber for? You don't need to heat yourself up. If you're dead, why do you need to collect lumber? Amarli, he said, Rebbe, hazinli, listen to me. Acho mirlecha davar echat. Have patience, I'll explain to you what happened. And he goes on to explain, me and my friends, we live in Gehenna. We live in Gehenna, and our punishment is we collect the lumber to burn our friends. So someone's now collecting lumber to burn me, and I'm collecting lumber to burn him. That's our punishment. Terrible. Amarti lo dinchem ad matai. Okay, punishment, punishment. But you know, in the other world, you live forever. So, until when are you going to be burned? Amar li, geshebati lekan, hinachti isha muberet. When I came to here, I left a pregnant woman. Meaning I died and I left a pregnant woman. V'yodeh ani shezachar hu. And I know with the ultrasound in heaven that it's a baby boy in her womb. V'vakasha mimcha. Please. Have Zahir Bo Misha'ash and Olad, be very careful from the time he's born. Achiyeh ben chamesh shanim. Be very careful with him until he's 5 years old. And indeed, he says, Holichu levet rabo lemikra. Make sure he gets a Jewish education. This dead guy who's collecting trees says, listen, I left a son in the womb of this woman. Make sure he's born, he gets a Jewish education. B'sha'ashu omer baruchu et Hashem ha-mevorach ma'alino timidina shel gehenem. If he comes and he says, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, my Gehenna is finished. Now again, this story is not in the Bavli, it's not in Yerushalmi, not in the normal Midrashim, it's in Eliyahu Zutta Parsha Yitzayin. Bruce, according to this story, stage one, a son, what do we deduce? Whose father is in the other world, we don't know what happened to him. He's in the good part of the bad world, but let's assume the worst. What should we do? We should try to ensure that he gets people to say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach. Now, catch 21, where do you say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach? This morning you said, Birkas HaTorah, you didn't say, Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach. Where do you say it?
Baruch Hu.
Baruch Hu. Thank you very much. You've helped me greatly. I said, where do you say, Baruch Hu? Everyone answered, Baruch Hu. Very good. Okay, one cup of coffee next week, everyone. Next, after Yishtabach. Where? Harold, you don't need the cup of coffee. You're good. You're on a roll here. In a minyan! So, now you know where the word chiyuv comes from? Not in the Bavli, not in Yerushalmi, an esoteric source about some dead guy who said, if you say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, you get the people to say those words, or the guy says it, so the kid says it, the father saved from Gehenna. So, point positive, if I get the minion to say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMevorach, hopefully it helps the father or the mother in heaven. Got it.
He's making the minion, there's a minion already.
No, he goes to a minion, he gets people to say Baruch Hu. According to this source, all you got to do is you come to shul. The minhag in Eretz Yisrael in general is you say a Baruch Hu Batra, namely at the end of davening, at Shachris and Ma'ariv, you usually say Baruch Hu. That's all he needs to do. We don't have here Kaddish. We don't have here any of the above. That's the so-called chiyuv. But again, chiyuv minus, not Bavli, not Yerushalmi, not Shulchan Aruch, Eliyahu Zutta. But I have to admit, many people quote a very similar story, not about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai with Baruch Hu, but the same scenario, and it goes on. And it's about Rabbi Akiva. It's in Kala Rabbati, which is a quasi-mesechta. We have something called the Mesechtot Ktanot. They deal with small issues. Masechet Sofrim deals with a lot of the issues we do in shul, like saying Hallel on the night of Pesach, that's in there. Night of Pesach, I mean in shul. Many of them in Hagim in shul. There's a Meseches Kala, there's a Mesechta Tzitzis, very small Mesechtas, these are quasi Mesechtas, it's not part of the normal Bavli or Yerushalmi. So there's a Mesechet Kala Rabbati.
And there's no art school.
And there's no art school for it, oh my gosh.
Yes, yes.
So now I'm about to explain into English something that for the first time in history was explained into English. Wow. Ibailuhu, question. Mechapin abon avotolo. Everybody here knows in the Torah, we say it. Most people here don't know it from the Torah. Let me not take anything for granted. When do we say the word pokein avon avot al banim val bnei banim al shalishim val rabim? Shlosh ha-semidos. Kuyut, not Norman. Norman,
Norman gets a cookie.
Not yet. Keep the cookie away. Norman, you're close. What do we say in the Yud Gimel Midos? For this, everybody owes me $75,000. We take the Yud Gimel Midos, and we basically, we say part of the Pasuk, and we totally and utterly ruin the Pasuk. Yeah. The Pasuk says, Pokein avon avot al banim val b'nei banim v'shereshim abirim. I'm going to take the Avera of the father, in this case, and put it on the son, the grandson, etc. What do we say in the Yud Gimel Midos?
Stop.
Nosei avon v'fesha v'chata'a. Benakeh, clean. Oh, that's nice. Clean is good. What's the pasuk say? Benakeh, lo yenakeh. And then it continues to say, not only will I clean you, pokei davol navol davanim val bnei banim. So he was close, but it wasn't Yud Gimel Midos. It was the Yud Gimel Midos in its source. Take a cookie. Go right ahead.
And also in the trough of the pasuk, it's cutting it where it shouldn't be cut.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So, put that commercial break aside. The Gemara says, all right, I learned the Pasuk. It says that the Avera of the Father continues. The Gemara asks, Mechapin Avon Avot Olo? So the Mesechet Kala says, now when do we finally atone for the sin of the Father? I don't want the sin to continue and reverberate to the Father, for the Son, to the Grandson. When can it stop? When did the domino effect get stopped? So if you have enough dominoes, whenever the dominoes end, I want the dominoes to end. Tashma, I'll tell you how. The Rabbi Akiva nafuk lahar atara. Rabbi Akiva came to this place. And the Gemara goes on in Kala Rabbati Bet Tet 2, subdivision 9, and says the story in Aramaic. You can read it here. I know many people here think I'm about to make up the story from the Or Zavur, but the Or Zavur says it in Hebrew, so I thought it would be more comfortable for you, Bruce, who knows a perfect Hebrew, to read it in Hebrew than in Aramaic. I hope you don't mind. If you want to read it in the Aramaic, we can do it. You all right with this? The Or Zavur. Who's the Or Zavur? Or Zavur la tzadik or the shrei lev simcha is the way we begin which davening? Hey, I can never forget it. My Rebbe and mentor, Rav Lichtenstein, he would start it off. We thought all year he is an angel dressed up like a human being. Only on Yom Kippur we saw, oh, he's an angel dressed like an angel. How do we? On Yom Kippur we start Or Zavua LaTzadik LeShrei Lev Simcha. So there's a book called the Or Zavua. It's not like his mommy called him Or Zavua by the bris. What was his real name? Everyone looks like up and down and right and left. I give you a source sheet. No one thinks of looking on the bottom there. It says, Or Zavua 1. Look on the bottom 1. Rav Yitzchak ben Rabbi Moshe. He's an Ashkenazi from Vienna, Austria. Have you heard of that place? He lived from 1180 to 1250. We're talking about a medieval Ashkenazic Rishon. He was Australia. A student of the Rav Yah.
It says Australia.
It says Australia. My mistake. I'll fix it. Vienna, Austria. My mistake, I'll fix it. He was the Rebbe of the Maharam from Rutenberg, who we quoted so many times. So much of our Minhagim go back to the Maharam. So, Rebbe of the Maharam, the Or Zavua, Talmud of the Rav Yah, and many of the Bali HaTosfos. He's living in 1180 to 1250, and he brings the story in Hebrew. Let's read it, Maaseh B'Rabbi Akiva. Shira Adam Shaya Arum B'Shachor Kepecham. He saw a guy naked and totally black like charcoal. And he's putting on him heavy loads and he's running back and forth. Now you understand heavy loads. Some people carry heavy loads. People that move, people from one apartment to another, carry heavy loads. They usually don't run. People that run usually don't carry heavy loads. Only in the army you have a guy carrying a heavy load that runs. So, a nebuch, the guy's running, has a heavy load. Gazar, alav Rabbi Akiva, v'imido v'amalo ta'ish. Rabbi Akiva notices sensitivity of Rabbi Akiva and says to this poor guy, lama ta'oseh avodah kashah kazot? Why are you working so hard? If you're a slave and your master made you do it, I'll pay up the slave, I'll set you free. Im ani ata, if you're poor, I'll give you money, but I can't see a fellow Jew walking around, running, heavy load, black, like charcoal. It hurts me. Just look at the sensitivity of Rabbi Akiva. It's so beautiful. Amar Lehi said to him, Bebakasha Mimcha, please, I'll talk to you. Don't bother me. Shema Yigazu Alay Otama Memunim Alay. You're going to get my bosses angry. Don't make it easier for me. I can't get my bosses angry. I just said to you, what's the story over here? If your bosses are the problem, I'll pay them off. So what's the story? Amalo. Oto Yishmeitu, I'm really dead. Ubechol yom vayom sholchim oti lachtov etzim v'sofim oti bahem. Every day they tell me, go out, put lumber. I bring the lumber back, they burn me. That's my punishment for whatever I did. Amalei b'ni, maya malachtecha ba'olam shabata mimeno. So before you were put to the better world, what did you do for a living? Amalei gabay amasayiti. I was the guy that collected the taxes. I had a good job. So you all know a tax collector, or let's put it into a modern or postmodern terminology. A gentleman who fundraises. Who does he respect more? Who does he like when the guy comes into the room, he gives him a hug and a kiss, makes sure he gets a cup of coffee? And who's there when he goes, sees a guy come into the room, he says, oh, this guy, how you doing? The guy who gives $180,000 a year, he gives him a kiss and a hug and a cup of coffee. The guy gives him a measly $18. If he gets a shalom aleichem, that's good. So that's what I used to do. I used to suck up to the rich people, and I used to put down the poor people. So they punished me. What was my punishment? You go to Gehenna, we're going to burn you, and you're going to collect your own trees to burn yourself. Terrible. So Rabbi Akiva hears the story, and if you would have asked me, I'd say stop here. Rabbi Akiva says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. That's the end of the story. Let's move on. Rabbi Akiva, the sensitivity here. I finally understand why the Gemara like makes a big deal about Rabbi Akiva. We know his early life. We know he married. We know how he got married. We know how he was killed. Now I see why. Look at the sensitivity, the human sensitivity. Amar leich, klum shamata min ha-mimonim alecha, im yesh lecha takana. I don't understand. There's no way to get out of this one? There's no way that you could stop being burnt and collecting trees and working so hard? Amar leich, he says to him, bevakasha mimcha, al takveni me. Just like the Eliyahu Zut, don't bother me. I gotta do this. Shema yigazur alai ba'arei paranut. There's no way for me to get out of it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. It's a gzera from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no way. Ela shamati mehem davar sheino yechol liyot. But I heard something that probably is not true. So the dead guy says, I heard something in heaven, you know. I'm assuming. Let's just paraphrase it. No one's ever been there and told us how it was. Let's assume the heaven, the Gan Eden, it's next to the Gehenna. So as I'm in Gehenna getting burnt, I'm overhearing the shir in Gan Eden. So I overheard the following, which I said, can't be, Narishkeit, but this is what I heard in the bold letters. If this person would have had a son, he would stand in a minyan, the Omer, and he says, guess what? Baruch Hu Hashem Baruch. Now we add in, stage two. This says, say Baruch Hu. This one ends in Vo'onim Acharav, and they answer him, Baruch Baruch Hashem Amvarach La'olam Amet. Oh, second, let's say you're in a minyan where they don't repeat Baruch Hu, or they don't want you to be the Chazan, so no Baruch Hu, and it's not a day of reading the Torah, and you don't get an Aliyah. Sheyomar Yitgadal, Vo'onim Acharav Yeheshmei Rabba Mevorach, so you say Kaddish and they say Yeheshmei Rabba. Then the person saved from the terrible punishment. But what am I going to do? I didn't leave any woman in the world, but I happened to leave someone pregnant. So unlike the Eliyahu Zuta, where we saw the guy says, please find this son that's born, give him a Jewish education. Here the guy says, it's all lost. I'm totally pessimistic. I'm in hell. That's my punishment. I left a son in a womb of a woman. I don't know where he is, what he's doing. There's no, you're not going to find him. It's gone. No one's going to be able to teach him nothing. Rabbi Akiva, our sensitive, big-hearted Rav, one of the Asara Haruge Malchus, we invoke him on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Look at Rabbi Akiva. Kivel alav Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva accepted upon himself. Leilech velechapes imolid ben kedei sheyamdo Torah v'yamideu lifnei atzibur. Rabbi Akiva says to his wife, we all know what he did to his poor wife Rachel, right? 6 years, another 6 years. I have 12. To leave home again. 12. 6 and 6, 12. I know, 12. 6 and 6, it's still 12.
Six, 12.
My apologies. He says, I have to go on another trip. You already went away for 24. No, I got to go on another trip. Takes a bag, gets on the first plane, starts looking for this guy. He Googles him, he Yahoos him, he tries Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He gets all the way to the tweeter, the president of a certain big country. He says, can you find me this kid? Amazing. Guess what? He finally found him. When he gets there and he says, Malach b'sha'alalav, kivan shabalo oto makom sha'alalav, he asks, he finally gets to the right place, he asks, where is this kid, Amar Lei? That kid? From that father? I'll paraphrase it. The guy should burn in hell. He was a rotten, vicious, disgusting human being, a disgrace to the Jewish people. They spit on the floor 5 times. He's worse than Oved Avodah Zarah. He's worse than anyone I know. He was worse than Arafat. He was worse than Chumay. He's worse than everyone. Or in the words of the Or Zeruah, Yishtakaku atzmotav shel oto rasha. His bones, that's all that's left from someone that you bury, his bones should break. What are you going to say? He should drop dead, he already's dead. So what are you going to say? Let him decay in the grave, he already decayed in the grave. So you got to say his bones broke. Let his bones break. All right, what does Rabbi Akiva do after he hears, there's no way to get me out of this. Doesn't stop him. He goes to find him. He asks about him, they say he's a lowlife. Doesn't stop. Sha'alut al-ishto, he says, where is this guy's wife? I write, Yimachez Zucha min olam. She's also a lowlife, let her drop dead. What does Rabbi Akiva do? Continues, Sha'alala ben Amru, Hare Arelu, the sunny boy. The sunny boy's walking around. He doesn't even have a bris. Imagine, every assimilated Jew has a bris. This guy doesn't even have a bris. He's an Arel. Afilu mitzvat mila lo asakna. We didn't even do a bris. Miyad natalo Rabbi Akiva omalo bo shivol lefanav. Rabbi Akiva says, okay, no one's taking care of him. Low life bastard, I'll take care of him. First of all, he gives him a bris. And then he sits before him and he fasts for 40 days to see, can I teach him the Torah? Yatzta batkol, a heavenly voice came out, va'amra lo Rabbi Akiva, lech ulemed lo. Go and teach him. So Rabbi Akiva halach v'lamdo Torah, big Rabbi Akiva leaves the yeshiva, leaves the 24,000 students, or leaves the whatever, the 5 students, we don't know when this happened, and is teaching this little boy, repeat after me, Aleph is A, Bet is Ba. Then he goes on to Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, like the Gemara in Kiddushin says to do when you start teaching a small boy, and he starts teaching him the Yudchet Brachot, the 18 Brachos. What are we talking about here? Shmon Nesrei, Birkas HaMazon, benching v'himidol lifnei kahal. Finally, this kid is able to daven in a minyan. The Amar, and what does he say? Here we come. Baruch Hashem Uvarach. Vanu HaKahal. Baruch Hashem Uvarach Olam Va'et. Yitkada Yesh Me'Rabba. And he says Kaddish. So the Yal Zuta talks about Baruch Hu. This story based on the Kala Rabbati talks about the Yitkada and Baruch Hu, making sure that not only did the boy, the mourner, say it, but the people answered him. He said Baruch Hu. Everyone said, no? Baruch Hashem Baruch Olam Va'et. He said, yeah, Ba'agalah Obizman Kori V'imru Amen. And everyone said, Yesh Me Rabba. Beautiful. Let's just finish the story. The minute that happened, this dead guy out of Gehenna finished. Beautiful story. Miyad Bar Rabbi Akiva B'cholom. This man that comes to Rabbi Akiva in a dream and he says, Yiratzol Mifanecha Hashem, I'm going to pray to you before the Kisei HaKavod. I'm in heaven, so I'm closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shetanuach Da'atcha Began Eden, Sheitzalto Timidina Shel Gehenom. Thank you for saving me from Gehenom. Rabbi Akiva wakes up and says, Yehi Shimcha Hashem Lo'olam, Hashem Zichecha L'dor V'dor. And indeed, the Or Zeruah says, this was taught to me from Rabbi Eliezer Mivar Marsha, the Tana de Eliyahu Rabba, based on Eliyahu Zuta, just a little different twist. The Katan Omer Yiskadal, Mitzil Aviv Mina Paranhut. So we saw the Eliyahu Zuta about Baruch Hu. This story, based on the Kala Rabbati, adds in Kaddish. If a kid, son of, says it, he can save a potential father from Gehenom. I love this story. I read this story twice. The first time I had tears in my eyes, Rabbi Akiva went out of his way to save a guy who's dead already. Imagine what we have to do for live people. But from our perspective, what do we deduce from the story? If a son, not Rabbi Akiva, not say Kaddish for me, the son says the Kaddish, or says Baruch Hu, he can save a potential Gehenom from his parent. Yes, Bruce?
Do you think that this story is reflective of a custom of the time already? Or it generated the custom?
I don't know. I try to go back as much as possible, and I don't know. Now we'll just add stage three.
Yeah. You know, they complained that the kid was an RL. If a father doesn't give a kid a bris, Beis Din has to do it.
Correct. No one took care of him. They said he's a lowlife. Let him drop dead. It was a terrible thing. They went against the halacha. You're absolutely right. Kiddushin Kaftet. Elementary. Yeah.
You don't see that it's a kid. So technically, it's just have to be a kid just because they touch.
Correct. Correct. Nothing here about Chazan yet.
He's a minor.
Baruch Hashem Avorach could be when he gets an aliyah. The Baruch Hu at the end of the davening. We didn't get to the... Well, we know we have to do it in a minyan, yeah? We got that. Kaddish, Baruch Hu. Stage three. Kolbo. Who's the Kolbo? No, thank you. Milunil. He's known as Rabbi Aaron Cohen from Lunil. He was started out his life in Provence. As you know, in the medieval times, it was Ashkenaz, Sfarad, and in between Provence, what we call France. Eventually, because there was a deportation from Spain, he eventually ended up in Palma de Mallorca. He died there in 1330. He writes, Al Mashenim Tzaba Agada. There's a story, Pamachat, Pagarebi Ploni, Bemetechad, Sheyam Alechum, Bekoshesh Kotzim. The same story, but instead of lumber, he's taking thorns. So instead of bringing you the story, I went to the Rivosh. The Rivosh is already ascended a little later, 1326. Rivosh, Svardim, Talmud of the Ran. The Ran in the back of the Gemara. He's the Talmud of the Ran. So the Rivosh quotes the Kolbo, and he gets the following Shaila. We have this Spanish custom here in Spain, or the Sephardic Jews, that Lomar Kaddish de Rabbanan Misha Metaviv Kol Shnat Avelu. He says a Kaddish de Rabbanan during the year of Avelus. Allahu Maise Sharau Laviv. About that famous story, the guy looked black, he looked like charcoal. They referred to the same story. Tshuva, the Rivosh says, first of all, you should know. Just to put your head on straight, this is not a din d'oraisa, this is not a din d'rabbanan, this is not a minhag, this is not even a minhag of the Sfardim. What is it? Ha'agadayin hi enena b'gemara shelanu. Not in our Gemara. V'ulai b'sefer harabot, toba tanchuma. Maybe it's in one of the Midrash Rabbas, harabot. Midrash Rabba, Rut Rabba, Kohelet Rabba, Shira Shirim Rabba, or batanchuma. Aval matzati b'sefer Orchas Chaim shechiber achakacham Rabbi Aharon HaKohen. Oh, I found in the book of the Orchas Chaim of Aharon HaKohen. Oh, Aharon HaKohen. The Kolbo was the precursor to the Orchas Chaim. So, not surprising, he quoted it from the Kolbo, but he found it in the Orchas Chaim. He says that the reason to say Kaddish is the following story. Mitzvah lomar Kaddish al aviv v'imo, because of the same story we just read. Same story, the guy collecting the lumber, and he says, if my son says Kaddish for me, blah. But this time, it's not just Kaddish and Baruch Hu. Look at the bold. Ein mishi yatzileni im lo sheyomar b'ni Kaddish. If my son says Kaddish, or yaftir ben Navi. Now we added in Haftorah. Lechvod Hashem ba'avuri, v'im yaseken, yadati kizchuti ta'amod alai v'yagen ba'adi. So, as such, says the Rivosh, that's why we have this minhag, that the son says the Kaddish Batra kol yud bet chodesh, the 12 months, because the worst Gehenim is for a year. The gamla haftir benavin, he should get maftir. Now we add on, not just maftir, not just Kaddish. Baruch is not written here, it's interesting. V'yesh mitpalalim b'chol motzei Shabbat filat arvis. I just said Baruch Hu is not written here, but if he gets the Haftarah, guess what he's going to say? Baruch Hu. So the Baruch Hu is not written, but it's like a given. Or, third, he should daven on Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv, lefi shebo'oto sha'ah, chazim ha'poshim le'gehenom. This is the famous source that says that on Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes all the Jews out of Gehenom, or maybe all the non-Jews, and says, okay, Shabbos is Shabbos, you don't have to burn to hell. It's okay, you come and you celebrate Shabbos. So then you chill with Gan Eden, they have a gefilte fish. Or if they're Sfardim, they have Jachnun. Everyone, according to their custom, different kashrus, I'm sure, Mahadrin, non-Mahadrin, Beis Yosef, up, down, Motzei Shabbos, back to Gehenom. As they're going back to the Gehenom, it's the best time to try to save them. So Motzei Shabbos, Ma'ariv, that's the time to daven.
Who just wants to know what Jachnun is?
Jachnun, okay, you better not know. Better for your cholesterol.
Find the Yemenite.
My dear friends, as we could see, stage one was Baruch Hu, stage two was Kaddish and Baruch Hu, stage three is Kaddish, Haftorah, especially a Motzei Shabbos Ma'ariv. All based on the same story, people quote it from this medrash, that medrash, he quotes it from the Orchas Chaim, turn the page, that's the story. Now, how does this help? I wanted to know. So you say Kaddish, you say Baruch Hu, you say no. How does it help? I don't understand. I understand that if indeed the halacha is to do yachatz, to break the matzah, so the matzah was full, and I break it, I took a situation of whole, and I made it broken. Got it. If the mitzvah is to light Chanukah candles, they're unlit, I light them, I made them lit. How does this work? I say Kaddish, which is said anyway, or Baruch Hu, which is said anyway, or Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos, which is said anyway, or the Haftorah that no one listens to, which is said anyway, at least by the guy who reads the Haftorah. Excuse me for that, but I've looked around. Gentlemen, how does it work? How does it save this guy from Gehenna? So answer number one is, I don't know. Didn't say in any of the sources how it worked. So Rabbeinu Bechaye, he tries to put some sense into it. Rabbeinu Bechaye, we're already talking about the same time, medieval, Spanish, Sephardi. He wrote a Perush, as you know, on the Torah, based on the Ramban, but he has a lot of Kabbalistic sources to the Ramban, and he says like this.
Is he asking a solution to a Gaddic story?
No, he's saying, how does it work? How does it work?
Ramifications?
No. I want to know, how does this thing work? I say Kaddish all of a sudden in heaven, out of Gehenna into Gan Eden. How does it work? And why does it take 11 months, 12 months? Where does this thing work? So Rabbeinu Bechaye says like this. It says the pasuk about Egla Arufa. Everyone remembers what the Egla Arufa is? Guy dead between two cities. You measure. The rabbis come out because you always blame the rabbis. They come to the middle and they take an Egla. They break its neck and they say, what?
We're not responsible.
And they end with the words at the end of Parshas Shoftim, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padita. So the says Rabbeinu Bechaye, Kaper la'amcha, according to the Psikta, again, this is Medrash minus, Elu achayim shemitkaprim b'mamonam. You did an Aveira, you want Kapara. The way to do it is give you money. So therefore, there's many customs. If you fill and drop, for example, give tzedakah. Asher padita, these are the dead people that if you give money, you atone for their sins. And we learn from this. The various vows you make, in memory of, namely money you have vowed to give, such as where?
Yisker.
People forget about that. After Yom Tov, they say, I said Yisker. Did you give money? What about money? You said, Bavorsh, I need no. You forgot about that? Didn't get the Hebrew. Why did you say it in English? Not allowed to talk in English. Well, am I a Reformed Jew? No, you're not a Reformed Jew. You're just doing an Aveira. You said the words, and you made a Neder, and you didn't fulfill it. Better say it in English and be a Reformed Jew. At least you'll fulfill the Neder. So, this is like the Yisker custom, says Rabbeinu Bechaye. Sheyesh lehem to'eret lameitim. It helps the dead people. The kol shekein. And more so, not if I gave money in memory of someone that just passed away, but rather the son of him, a ben magdish be'ad aviv, shehu zchut la'av b'iv, v'hiyoto ochel ha'ben peirotav. After all, a son usually gets the inheritance of his father, and he takes some of the money and gives it to tzedakah li'ilui nishmat in memory of. It's even a bigger kapara. For who adim lo amor b'shvilo kaddish. And the same thing is true if he says kaddish. Oh, shum bracha beveis hakneset v'tzibor, or whatever he says, a bracha that you can only say in a minyan. So now we've already added in beyond kaddish the baruch hu, maybe shmoneh esrei, a lot of brachas there. Any bracha you say. We go back to Rabbi Akiva, Masechet Kala, the whole story. So Rabbeinu Bechaye says, I don't know how it works, but take the pasuk, Kaper la'amcha Yisrael asher padita, and what does it mean? With your money or with your time? With your money that you do, that you give li'ilui nishmat in memory of, or with the time that you spend in shul saying brachos or kaddish or whatever it might be, you bring kapara to the dead people. So I'll just say, commercial break, there is a notion in Judaism that you have to give and continue worrying about people that are no longer alive. Are they atoned? Where do we find this? On Erev Yom Kippur, the Ramah says you light a Yortzeit candle. And you also light Yortzeit candles, he says, for every single person in the family that passed away, because they also are judged on Yom Kippur. And I never understood it. I'll just say my opinion on it. If your parents did wonderful things, and you're continuing to do those wonderful things, then Baruch Hashem, they don't need a kapara. But if your parents did terrible things and you saw he was a robber, a stealer, he went ahead and did tax evasion from the IRS, I'm going to continue. The Avera continues to reverberate. So of course you need a kapara. If the sonny boy continues in the bad ways of his father or mother, then the Avera continues. Not by the father, but by the son. So that's a good Yisker idea, and it's a very important one in my opinion. But from our perspective, we see that yes, even when a person no longer is alive, he continues to need a kapara. Thus we saw the stories about Kaddish. No, the halacha, does any of these stories make it into the Shulchan Aruch? So I say nice stories. We can make a nice story time on Shabbos afternoon, and we'll talk about very esoteric stories like we did today. But quite frankly, is this a halacha? So this one made it in. Just like on tefillin, if you ever look in your tefillin shirosh, there's a little like straw coming out of the front there. According to the Zohar, that's the sitra achra, the bad forces they need to. They want to grab your tefillin. So what do? We get them to grab here, grab a straw, but don't take the real tefillin. So that's a nice esoteric source, but actually made it into the Shulchan Aruch. That's part of Hilchos Tefillin. Guess what? Our Kaddish made it in, not to the Shulchan Aruch, but to the Ramah. The Beis Yosef says the Kolbo wrote this story, what we just wrote, the Orchos Chaim, the Kolbo. And it's also in the Zohar. I admit I couldn't find the Zohar, but I'm sure it's in there. The Ramah is the one that brings what everyone knows. He says it's not Gemara, it's in the Medrash. Lomar Kaddish Alav, to say Kaddish on your father. And he quotes in the parentheses the various sources that we said. Now the one who wrote the parentheses to the Ramah is not the same person that's the Ramah. The Ramah didn't write his sources. But the one who wrote it looked in the Darkei Moshe, which is a precursor to the Ramah, and saw his sources. He quotes the Kolbo, the Rivash, everything we quoted. And he says, Al-Kain, Halacha, Nahagu Lomar Alav, the aim Kaddish Patur Yud Bet Chodesh. And number one, father or mother, makes no difference. Kabet et avicha ve'etimecha. The Gemara in Kiddush and Paskin says, Kibur av aim, even after a father or mother dies, thus, during the year of Avelus, you don't just say, my father Zichron Levracha, you say, my father Hareini Kaparat Mishkavo, may I be an atonement for his lying, hopefully in peace. That's kibud avayim acharemoto. When he's alive, you give him a cup of tea, you buy his prescriptions, you take him to the doctor. When he's no longer alive, you talk about him in respect. And one of the things you do, says the Ramah, lomar kaddish. Two, nagul after benavi, the tshuva of the rivash. Number three, litpalei arvit b'motzei shabbatot, b'sha'a shechosim ram neshamos l'gehenem. U'kishahaben mitpalel u'mekadesh v'rabim. And when the son davens in a minyan, namely as a chazan, he takes his father out of Gehenna. So the Ramah brings it in. So first of all, the question we started with, after all the beautiful stories I gave you this morning, everyone can go home and say we heard wonderful stories today. We thought Rabbi Grunstein is a halachic guy. This year is called How Does Halacha Walk? Oh, he did his told stories this morning. The man must be drunk. Now, we finally get to the halacha. We learn the Ramah says that a guy whose father died for the 12 months, he should daven, he should say Kaddish, he should die, he should get the Haftorah. It helps the father get out of Gehenna if he did got to Gehenna. Okay, Ramah brings it. Who doesn't bring it? The Shulchan Aruch does not bring it. This is written in the Ramah in Hilchos Avelos, and therefore it's very common that in Sephardic shuls, the guy who's saying Kaddish does not run up to the Yamud like in Ashkenazic shuls. I saw many Sephardim that said, by you there's a chiyuv, by us there's no such thing as a chiyuv.
Why does it say Yud Beis Chodesh?
Yes,
what did you want to ask?
No, exactly. That Yud Beis, we normally say Kaddish for 11 months.
Why do we say for 11 months?
To show that our father's not in Gehenna.
No, to show that if your father got Gehenna, he's not a Rosh HaGomor that needs the 12 months, so we say 11 months,
Bedavka. Right, to Ramah, actually, 12.
All right? Very good question on the Ramah. So some do have the custom. That's why there's a lot of customs in Avelos, that what you do is you stop on the day of the 12th month to show, oh, my father's not a Rosh HaGomor, my mother's not a Rosh HaGomor, and then you continue a day later to Mekayim de Ramah. Others say, no, what are you talking about? 11 months to show that he's not a Rosh HaGomor. Now let's say a tzaddik of Kerb Shobel Zaman Oyerbach died. Did his son say Kaddish for 11 months? Yes, but he's a tzaddik. Answer is, we don't want to differentiate between people, so say Kaddish. Big deal. If he's not in Gehenna, you didn't do any harm. If he's in Gehenna, you did some good. Okay.
Isn't there like Yad Eta that there are levels in heaven and you raise it up?
Not familiar. That's something else. That's Ilui Nishmat. That's a little different.
Also,
yeah.
Since Kaddish is enough, it sounds like then why push to get in a chiyuv and get up
the top? Also, Bruce says the whole shiur is about a chiyuv. So the Ramah finally brings all these stories, basically says that you can say, you should say Kaddish, Haftorah, and Ma'ariv on Motzei Shabbos. He doesn't talk about a chiyuv, a chachris, or mincha. Nothing. Go back a page, the Rivash who brought this lahalacha, he says the following words, Kaddish, Navi, Motzei Shabbos, Ma'ariv. He doesn't talk about chachris or mincha. Even the Ramah didn't. Now we come to the so-called chiyuv. After all these stories, you know where it comes from. It's not in the Gemara. It's in all these esoteric stores. We're finally here. Everybody ready? Everyone still with me here? All right. 40 minutes into the shiur. Here we go. Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim Siman Nun Gimel Sif Kaf. Im achad rotzeh lomar tfila b'shvil aviv. If someone wants to daven, namely, be the chazan, in honor of his father who passed away, just in case you didn't figure that out, the Mishnah Berurah, see, I wrote him in Rashi print, so everyone understands. See, the Mishnah Berurah can bring his own opinion, but sometimes he's just a Mefarish. He explains the Shulchan Aruch, just like in the Gemara. Rashi sometimes brings his opinion, and he says, a Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and sometimes Rashi just is like the Art Scroll, or the Sansino, or the Koran, or the Steinsaltz. Did I leave anyone out? Yes, Sepharia, online. That's all he does. So here the Mishnah Berurah says, just in case you didn't figure it out, Peirush, this is Peirush. I'm explaining the Shulchan Aruch. Shemet Aviv, father died, Verotzeli Parel Kederecha Avilim, and he wants to daven like most of the people in mourning do. Namely, by the time the Mishnah Berurah comes on the scene, late 19th century, early 20th century, we have a video of the Mishnah Berurah alive, walking. Everybody saw that video a few years ago? The Mishnah Berurah, look on YouTube, alive, walking. Everyone's dressed in beautiful rabbinic clothes, except for the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Yisrael Meir, our Kohen Kagan from Radin, a little baseball cap, like my baseball cap over here. See? This is the Chafetz Chaim's baseball cap in a modern way. A little coat, he's a small man. So by his time, Kederech HaAvelim, people who were in the year of mourning, we're davening for the Yamud. So he says he wants to daven for the Yamud. Ki tefila hu yoter mitzvah me'amiras kaddish. Thank you for all the sources from Eliyahu Zutta, from over here. The best thing to do is to daven, is to be a chazan. Much more important than kaddish and aftorah and ma'ariv motzei shab. Be a chazan. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if a guy whose father died wants to be chazan, what's the halacha? No problem. But someone else wants to daven. For someone else. I want to daven, my father passed away. And this guy says, I want to daven today. My wife's going into surgery. She's having an open heart surgery. I want to daven on her behalf. No, who gets the chazan stand? Whoever's the bigger bully, right? So Bugsy Siegel versus, Rabbi Cohn. No one's going to mess around with Bugsy Siegel. Oh, whoever pays more? Shulchan Aruch says, Mishi Yirtzeha Kahal Shiyomar Atfila, Hu Yomar. So with the greatest respect to the word Chiyuv, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you want to daven in honor of your father or your mother who's passed away, and someone else wants to daven, who decides?
Kahal.
Whoever wants more. So if the Kahal says, we don't care, we don't care. The Kahal says, we want him to daven and not you, even though you're an Avelus and he's not, he gets it. Simple. Not even a... There's no Ramah here. The Mishnah Berurah named the Magen Avram says Atam. The Dafka Kaddish Yecholom Arbish Fil Aviv and Rashut Rabbi Yada Kahal Adachto. Kaddish we have all those sources for. So Kaddish you can't take away from him. Aval lo yachol lihiyot shliach ha-kahal lipalel al-korcham. We just use the word chazen. That's a terrible word. What's the word in halachic literature for the guy who leads the services? No. Shliach, Sibor, the messenger of the congregation. How can you be a messenger of someone if the guy says, I don't want you to be my messenger? Impossible. As the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo yachol liyot shliach ha-kahal lipael al-korcham. What? You're forcing me to you be my messenger? I don't like the way you daven. You daven slow. You make mistakes. Ashkenazis, I daven Svaradit. Svaradit, you daven Ashkenazis. Whatever it might be. You're going to be my messenger against my will? No! So he says, L'inyan hazeh, on this issue, let's say half the people want this and the majority of the people want that chazen. What do you do? Hochim achar harov. Rov is a big thing in halacha. Majority rules in halacha. Acharei rabim lahatot. not just in Beis Din, but also in kosher, if a little bit milk fell into a fleshik pot, it leads on a d'oraisa level, hochim achar arov. If kidneys falls into your pot on Pesach, hochim achar arov, that's issue too. Ve'yesh mekomot. שיש להם תקנה בבית הכנסת שהם מניחים לעבור להתפלל כל השבועות לפני התפילה, כל עיקר להשץ הקבוע שלהם. And indeed, there are some places where they say we have a chazen, we pay him, he's the one that davens. He doesn't daven too fast, too slow, just right. Then a guy has an avelus, everyone has to suffer because this guy's father davened? No. The kavu chazen davens, you shouldn't stop it. Ein litchot ha-kachana. Don't stop it. Why? Because some avelim know how to daven. They know how to say the word. They know how to daven. Some avelim don't know how to daven. Do you know people like that? Chozer Mechuva don't yet know Hebrew well. A ger doesn't yet know Hebrew well. Well, a ger doesn't really have to sit Shiva. The father is not exactly a father. Kekatan Kitinok Shenola Dami, but still a good thing to do for the guy who brought you into this world. Those people are going to be embarrassed. So what do? We invoke the good old rule that in order not to embarrass the guy that doesn't know, we have a Kavua Chazen, he davens. Where do we have this rule?
Kriya
the Torah. Why don't you read the Torah yourself when you get an Aliyah? Because some people know how to read the Torah, and some don't. How come when you brought the Bikurim, eventually you didn't say Arami Oved Avi, the Kohen said it on your behalf? Not only didn't he know, but you couldn't write down the Torah. As you know, you can't write down the Torah like we do today, at that time. So they had it in Rashi tables. Arami Oved Avi. So what they write? Aleph, Aleph, Arami, Ovei, Davi. So whoever knew. Whoever didn't know, stand there. And they all make fun of him. At a wedding, why does the Masada Kiddushin say the bracha? Not the guy who's about to do the mitzvah. Same thing over here. Why is it that there's certain communities that say, Avos don't daven, only the Kavua Chazan that we pay? Why? Not to embarrass the people that don't know how to daven. Imagine a guy gets up from Shiva. So, point, catch, we always have this protocol. He davens, the guy doesn't know how to daven for the life of him. He can't even say the words without the nekudot. You're going to embarrass him. Another guy knows how to daven. So, in order not to embarrass people, says the Mishnah Berurah, with the greatest respect to this so-called chiyuv, first of all, there is no chiyuv, it's kaddish. And number two, if certain communities have a kavua chazen, and they pay him, a shliach tzibor, that they like, you don't go ahead and do anything. Aval, makom deleka takonam in a kavua, in places that don't have a chazen, let's say in Efrat, I don't know any shul that hires a chazen. Mitzvah lakahal lahaniach la'avel li'itpalel, shu nachad ruach lametu mitzilo medino shel gehenom, it is indeed a mitzvah, a positive thing, to allow the mourner to daven. Umihu, he says, caveat, if he can't exactly pronounce the words, mitzvah lakahalan, excuse me, en lo lid palel lifnei amud. If he can't daven, he can't daven. So a person has his head screwed on straight. First of all, we saw the sources. The main issue is Kaddish, maybe Haftorah, maybe Ma'ariv, not Shachris. If a guy doesn't know how to daven, don't do it. Don't do it. And he goes on to say that if there's an avel and there's a mohel, the mohel wants to daven because he's about to do a bris milah and the avel wants to daven. He tells you what to do. It's up to the congregation. Obitfilas Ma'ariv. Ma'ariv is a little different because Ma'ariv is not a chova, and therefore maybe by Ma'ariv you shouldn't make an issue. Just to end the Ramah in Siman Nun Gimel, Seif Kaf Bet says, don't ever get up there to daven if the people don't want you to. You're a shliach tzibor. You are not a chazen. You're not up there to show your operatic voice. You're there to be the messenger of the people. If the people don't want you there, don't do it. So Bugsy Siegel says, I'll be davening. Hey, you want to start up with me? He punches the guy out. He kills a few people on the way. He gets up to the Yamud. Says the Ramah, and on him Amen. Don't answer Amen on such a guy. Mishnah Berurah explains, in the name of the Darkei Moshe Magen Avraham, Ein la adam leitkotet ba'avur shum mitzvah. In general, don't make a fight to do a mitzvah. Mitzvah should be done b'darkei noam. Beautifully sweet. Don't fight. I want Agma. I want Musa. Don't fight. Kegon Gliot Sefer Torah Chayotzebo. The Gemara in the last staff of Megillah says the guy who's Magbiah, the Torah, gets the Sachar of all the Aliyahs. So he wants to do it. I always say that's the worst thing in the world. We talked about the Chazan that ask him to be Chazan. He doesn't know how to read Hebrew. You know what's even worse? They ask you to do Hagbah. And you say, no, everyone thinks you're a weakling. But this guy, he has the muscles. He wants to do Hagba. And he knows the Gemara at the end of Megillah that the Magolel Noter Schar Kulam, Ger Golo means the Hagba guy. So he goes up there, he says, don't do it with violence. Kemoshe Shaninu, beautiful. Hatznuim Moshchim et Yedehem Melechem Aponim Vehagar Geranim Chotvim. I didn't find the source, but he says it's a source that says that on Shabbos they ate the lechem upon him. They switched the lechem upon him in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. The ones that eat too much, the gard geranim, they, like they do with the kiddish, grab the kugel. Or like when they throw the candies, the kids that run, they're the gard geranim. But the tsnuim, the modest ones, they sit, if you serve them, thank you very much, and if not, not. That's the way you should act in shul. V'achil lechem upon him in mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to eat it, but still, nicely, darkei noam, do it. Ufashu tedafkei mamitzvah titkayim hayedei acher. So obviously, if someone's going to daven, great. So to sum up, gentlemen, the word chiyuv doesn't exist. Doesn't exist! The Ramah talks about Kaddish, Haftorah, Ma'ariv, Motzei Shabbos. If you indeed would like to daven, because the Mishnah Berurah says that tefillah yoter mitzvah ma'amiras ha-kaddish, it's only on one condition. What's the condition?
People
want you. The people don't want you, don't.
Well, the
Gabbai asks, I'm going to add in my words. It will be a bigger schut for your father that you're attentive to the halacha than being the chazan. No one wants you to be chazan. Oh, I'm a chiyuv. And you get up there and you daven slow, you daven fast, and everyone hates you. It will be a bigger schut to your father, first of all, to keep the halacha, as we said here. Number two, to be attentive to people. Just like our Rabbi Akiva, who's now the hero of our this Wednesday morning. So sensitive to the people around him. Yes, Harold?
What did the man have comment about that some shuls only have one person say kash?
Harold, you're asking a good question, now reverse it. The real minhag was that one guy said Kaddish. And thus at the bottom of the page, we're not going to get into this now, the Maharam Mintz, as well as many, many others, have to deal with the following question. You can't have 10 people say Kaddish. Can anyone tell me why? Trei kale lo mishtame. If you have 2 people reading Megillah Esther at the same time, even in unison, trei kale lo mishtame. 2 voices you can't hear. You can't hear 2 people at the same time. You don't have 4 ears, you have 2 ears. 2 ears per person. So they had one Kaddish. And then, Harold, there were fights. Who gets the Kaddish? The Yortzeit, the Yud Bet Chodesh guy, the Shloshim guy, the Shiva guy. This went on and on. So the real question is, how did it turn from one Kaddish to 25 Kaddishim? And number two is, we just say, Trei Kali Lo Mishtame. How does that work? Again, I'm going to tell you right now, halachically, I'm convinced one Kaddish is the way to go. But I am as emotional like every other Avil. I know the emotional need to say Kaddish after reading these sources. If I can just, in some way or another, give a better Gan Eden to someone that departed, I understand completely why everyone says Kaddish. Halachically, it's about, I would say, as justified as everyone getting an Aliyah on Simchas Torah. Everybody here knows on Simchas Torah, everyone has to get an Aliyah. Can anyone tell me, is that halachically sound?
No.
That's ludicrous. That's brachot levatola. Can anyone tell me why?
Because you've already go through several sages.
You heard the laning. You heard the whole laning, Zos HaBracha. You heard 5 aliyahs. What gives you the right to add aliyahs? First of all, to add aliyahs on Yontif. Second of all, to add aliyahs after you finish Kriyas HaTorah. So yes, you can add aliyahs on Shabbos, we know. You could repeat, yes, we know. This is already Yontif, -1. Big problem. Bigger problem on Simchas Torah. You take out the Torah at night, you read the Kriyas HaTorah at night. Any chiyuv to read at night ever? Never! Don't have it! And Baruch Hashem Avayrach, Shem Avayrach L'Amvat. So we have such things that when you look at normative halacha, no justification, this is what the people do. Everyone saying Kaddish is one of those examples. The Maharam Mintz here deals with a situation that was, for many years, one person said Kaddish and there were fights. Who gets the right? But there were never fights about the issue of what? Davening. He adds it in here. Look at his words. Yesh chilukim ben toshav uven el reach. So let's say a guy comes to shul, he's not a paying member. He says, I want to daven for an omen on the chiyuv. And the guy's a paying member says, I'm a paying member. I want to daven for the omen. Who gets it? He brings 4 opinions. Either the paying member or the guy from outside. Let's say, achnas ezorchim is important. Paying member is more important. Divided in the middle, we have all these things. I'm not dealing with that today. Suffice it to say, gentlemen, A, the word chiyuv, out of place. Mitzvah, I'm willing to accept, but it's only a Mishnah Berurah. 2, don't fight. Don't fight only if the people want it. 3, Kaddish. We saw what it's based on. Even that's not exactly based on normal sources, but okay, it's there. Haftorah, it's there. Ma'ariv Motzei Shabbos, it's there. But a regular Shachris, if the Kahal wants, great. If not, not. So I'll just say normatively in most shuls when we say, does anyone have a chiyuv? It's another way of saying, listen, we don't mind if you daven. If you'd like to daven, b'bakasha, we have a 35-minute chakras, a 30-minute chakras, 27-minute chakras, you're going to do it. Who cares? You do it. He does it. Who cares? That's the Mishnah Berurah. If they care, that then you better, it's a bigger tribute to your father to stay away and to say that people don't have to suffer because of my lousy voice or because of my long davening or my short davening, whatever it might be. And I'll just add in another monkey wrench, making a minion on a plane. Gadol Yisrael, from all the facets of Judaism, all the streams of orthodoxy, from the most ultra-orthodox to the lightest orthodox, everyone said, bad idea to make a minion on a plane. It's people don't like it. It's a chilul Hashem. Everyone hates religion after that. Well, I'm going to add in, I've heard from Rav Herschel Schechter these years. When he was in Avelus for his father. If people know Rav Herschel Schechter, he's not a Tom, Dick, and Harry like me. They say, we'll make you a minion. We know you're in Avelus for your father, the saintly Rav Melech Schechter, Zech Tzadik Levracha. He said, no. No minions on planes. But you're saying Kaddish! Says a bigger tribute to my father. Right now, to let this guy without a kippah sleep, and this guy without a kippah not to hear, out loud, you know the engine on the plane? So how are you supposed to say Kaddish on the plane? It's not Yitkadav, how are you going to say? Yitkadav, Yitkadav, Shmei Rab! This guy's listening to Chinese, and this guy's screaming in his background. It's a bigger tribute to my father than not to make a Chilul Hashem, than to make the Chilul Hashem and make the minion on the plane. These 2 ears heard it from a Herschel Schechter, and I happen to humbly, doesn't need my agreement, but I happen to think, based on the sources we just said, obviously he's right. Obviously he's right. So to sum up, gentlemen, the word chiyuv is out of place. Mitzvah, yes, only if the people want it. Yes, Bruce, you had a question?
Yeah, if the gabbai comes up, he's the representative of the chiyuv, and he asks you, he says, yeah, you have the chiyuv. Would you like to daven? We'd like it. But you know you daven very slowly. You don't really want to.
Just say no.
You have a chiyuv.
So say, there is no chiyuv. We just said, oh my gosh, a 57-minute chiyuv. And he goes back to what he says, chiyuv. Bruce, I'm sorry. Are you learning disabled? Maybe we have to go a little bit. Are you on Bruce, we just went through a 57. What time? Wait. I don't want to give a lie here. Wait. How much time did this year, Bruce? You know I love you. 57 minutes and 53 seconds. We establish it's a mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv. And right away, you're a chiyuv. Listen, if the gabbai asks you to daven and you know that you daven slow and they're going to hate you, what should you do?
No, of course you should say no. Thank you.
You should decline. Yeah. Thank you, I'm okay. You don't want to decline because they think, oh, you don't care about your father. Say, my throat hurts. My throat. Mipnei Hashalom, you're allowed to lie. Kadosh Baruch Hu did it for Sarai Imeinu. It's a Gemara. You can do it. Trust me.
Rabbi Kivin met this guy who was collecting the woods. He's dead. He's nothing there. He can't even notice it. It's just a story.
The story was that he was dead, but yet he said his words that if you do this for me, I'll stop having this terrible punishment in heaven. Gentlemen, I hope I made some sense out of this idea. I hope you'll never use the word chiyuv again. You'll use the word mitzvah, good thing, nice deed, but a chiyuv it is not. And for Ezrat Hashem, God should give us all strength that we should be able to be proper shlichei tzibur, messengers of the congregation, and not chazanim.